Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on? This is Simeon Myers, and this is, and I am a product of the Beverly Nation. And this is the show. It's called Make It Plain by Simeon Myers. And today we're going to be discussing idiotic concepts, or idiot, as you just said, can make it real plain for y'all. So this is Make It Plain. Idiot concepts in the Bible, in religion. I know I'm going to hurt some people's feelings, and you know, but just listen. I mean, matter of fact, put up a circle. Put your hand in a circle, and I want you to say, "This is your comfort. That circle represents your awareness, and it represents what you know. And there's things that are outside of your circle that you may not know. More things than you know. You know what I mean? So don't knock it. I mean, just listen, take it in, you know, try to understand. I know some people are connected to this book, but they know the history of it. But we're going to talk about stuff that just don't make no sense, make no sense at all in the Bible. We're going to start with in the book of Genesis, the beginning, the book of beginnings. That's what Genesis means, the book of beginnings. And we're going to talk about, basically, we're going to talk about Adam and Eve, the fall of man. You know what I mean? This is what we're going to talk about, the fall of man. Okay? And we're going to start with the serpent, the snake. The snake supposedly talked to Adam and Eve. There's no snakes that's talking. Now, you know what I mean? Today, that's talking to people. And the snake is supposed to be the devil. The little background history on this story. Supposedly, the devil came and possessed the body of a snake. Anywho, I mean, once again, we're talking about idiotic concepts in the Bible. All right, so we're going to go to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 1. Now, I'm going to read it. Here we go. It says, "Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman," all right, this is what the snake said to the woman, "Yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" This is the woman said. Now the snake is asking, this stuff don't make no sense. All right, the woman asked him, verse 2, this is Eve. This is Eve, for those who didn't know. And another little historical thing I want to drop on you. Just know that Adam had two wives. It was Eve, and his first wife was named Lilith. And Lilith, considered in the Jewish fables and fictitious story, Lilith is supposed to be a demon woman. All right, and this woman didn't want to, I guess she didn't want to obey Adam. This woman is considered a demon. Look up Lilith on the internet. You know what I mean? You you'll find it. They even use her in a show called True Blood, a lady named Lilith. But basically, this is Eve talking in verse 2. It says, "And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of, and neither shall ye touch it, unless ye die." Now, my thing is, why would God, I'm thinking in my brain, now, why God is tempting them more than the devil? Because God put the tree in the garden, but God tell them don't touch. He put it there. If he didn't really want them to touch it, it would make more sense for him not to put it there. And basically, we're all in trouble. According to the Bible, we're all in trouble because a man and a woman ate a piece of fruit. So your life was predicted as a so-called sinner by this fruit. All right. Y'all get it. I'm trying to make it simple for y'all. There we go. Where was that? Verse 4. "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." You know what I mean? For God knoweth that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." All right, it sounds like the serpent has a better plan than basically God, because you want to say, why would God don't want your eyes to be open? You know what I mean? This story is very confusing, but I have to read it. And bear with me. I'm gonna make this very interesting for y'all. Right now, I'm just reading it and just breezing through it right now. "For God doeth know that in the day that ye eat their fruit, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be like God, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasing to the eyes, that the tree to be desired to make one wise. And she took up the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, who was with her. And the eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked." We're going to stop right there, knowing that they were naked. And it says they were ashamed when they saw themselves naked and everything. Now, I don't understand why would they be ashamed if they was, seeing themselves naked. Something stupid in the Bible. Let me keep going. Because there's some more stuff. Here we go. And it says they made themselves basically something to cover their body up because they saw that they was naked. And they was embarrassed. They were bare ass. And the root, basically, the definition and everything to understand what embarrassed mean. Embarrassed means bare ass. You know what I mean? All right, so here we go. Verse 8. "And they heard the voice of the Lord." This is the part that cracked me up. Many times I've read this shit. Oops, excuse my French. I've read this, and it didn't make no sense. This is verse 8. I want y'all to really look at this. It says this. This is verse 8, Genesis. This is crazy. "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking." How can the voice of God walking in the garden, in the cool of the day? Now, why they had to tell us all of that information of his voice walking in the cool of the day? How can your voice walk in the cool of the day? Make no sense doing, Reese. It don't make no sense. But once again, it's religion. You know what I mean? We have read this many of times, and we overlooked it. Not because none of our pastors broke it down to us. Let me read on. "In the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves." All right. Now, God, all right, it says they hid themselves. Here we go. "From the presence of the Lord." I don't know how can they hide themselves from the presence of the Lord if God is omnipresent. You know, he's sovereign. You know, like he's everywhere. How can they hide themselves from the presence of the Lord? All right. Amongst the trees of the garden. "And the Lord God called Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" And that's a dumb question. There's another stupid concept in the Bible. Why, if God knows where he at, why is God asking him a dumb question? When you read your Bible, you should ask yourself questions. And the thing is that, and people in religion, whether no matter what religion is, I'm just so happy to talk about Christianity because I was brought up and I worked on it longer than I did other religions. You have to have enough guts and basically to challenge whatever your pastor is preaching, whatever you're reading in the Bible, you should question it. And a lot of times we grow up, we're taught not to question the Bible. I threw the Bible on the ground one time, and I threw the Bible down a couple of times. People say I'm going to hell. I'm always struck by lightning. Ain't shit happening to me. Guys, why? You know why? Because Jesus has never existed. He's not coming back. He never existed. He is a European character. Don't this stuff sound like Shakespeare? Thou, thus. If you see the movie, if you ever saw the movie Gangs in New York, the man named Tellum, he said, guess who wrote the Bible? He said, Shakespeare. William Shakespeare. So let's get it right, people. Let's get our shit together. All right. You know what I mean? God calls to Adam, where art you? And God knows everything. That's a dumb question. All right. And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. That make no sense. He heard his voice in the garden, and he was afraid that he was naked. But it says in the Bible, in other places in the Bible, that everything is naked unto God. Hey, look. Don't get mad at the messenger. I'm just breaking it down to you. Let me speed up in the future real quick. Let me go to the book of, we're still in the book of Genesis. Well, we're going to go to the flood. Now, y'all know the story. I know y'all know the story of Noah and the flood. Yeah, I know y'all know this story. This story is very popular, you know, amongst Christians and even people from other diverse religions. We're going to talk about the flood real quick. So we get on this thing. And we're going to start at Genesis chapter 6. All right. We're going to show some more idiotic concepts in the Bible, stuff that do not make sense. It does not make sense. It holds no water. But we're going to work it. And we hope y'all get a good understanding of this. You know what I'm saying? There we go. Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass. And I like how they do. They always put that, it came to pass. All right. When men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them. All right. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And when they say fair in the Bible, they're talking about they look good. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the sons of God, basically in the Bible, supposed to be some type of angelic beings with their angels, falling angels that had go into these women and have sex with. They saw these women that were born of regular men. So these angels, these angelic beings say, well, these women look good, and you know what? We're going to sleep with them. That's what it's saying in the Bible. I don't care what anybody else say. Hey, the Bible, God said it. What is it? When it says the sons of God in the Bible, it's talking about angels. You got two type of sons of God, you know what I mean, in the Bible. You got the ones, people who becoming saved. And anyway, when it talks about the people who becoming saved in the Bible, basically, it's talking about the angels, and it's talking about men who received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? And basically, just their appearance and the same appearance, the same thing, basically. And before I go on, just to let y'all know, if you want to call in, voice your opinion, and if you want to debate, say and run your fat mouth on what you got to say or what I'm talking about, because you know I'm going in, I go in, I ain't going to lie. Look, this is what I do. Run your fat mouth. That's right, I say fat mouth and put your and think you know it. Please call in. Call in. I welcome you in. I'll be nice to you. You know what I mean? But I am going to give you, I'm going to give you what it is. I'm going to keep it playing with you. The number to call in is 347-202-0392. All right, I'm going to say that one more time. The number is 347-202-0392. I mean, and call in, please. We're talking about the sons of God. I'm going to start back at verse 3. This is Genesis chapter 6 once again. Verse 2, I'm at verse 2, here it go. That the sons of God saw that the daughter of men, that they were fair, they looked good. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And God said, he ain't going to always be with man. All right. For that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, for some reason, God is mad at man. Because these, like God, like all of this stuff took God. This is the idiot concept. God is acting like all this stuff is taking him by surprise. Like he didn't know that these, since, like I said, if he's the God that knows everything, like these angels was going to have sex with these women. And he got mad and said his spirit, he got mad at man. This is how you know this ain't God talking. This is a man, this is a man character in God when you read this Bible. Because this is a man action. All right, or how a man think. Here we go, verse 4. And this verse 4 is going to explain what these angels and how they slept with these women and you, so on and so on. Here we go. There were giants in the earth in those days. Also after that, where the sons of God came into the daughter of men, they bare children to them. And the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Now, after these angels have sex with these women, they babies were like mutants, like giants. That's what the Bible says. That's what it's saying, basically. Like, they were giants. They born these babies that were like mutant. This is where you get the story. And if y'all don't know the history, this is where these Greeks and Romans get the story of Zeus, Achilles, Hercules, half God, half man. This is where all it started at. That's why where you see where it's talking about these angels, the sons of God, these angels sleeping with these men, these women, and they had babies that are giant. This is where you get the story of Hercules and Zeus, Aphrodite, and all this Greek mythology. So people understand this is where it's coming from. And this is where it get it from. None of it's true. And the snake talking to the woman and everything, and a snake, it says it was told that a snake walked on 2 feet his whole life. He used to stand up upright like a man. Imagine a snake walking like that. And God said the snake gonna eat the dust for the rest of his life. They said snake eating dust. Snake don't eat dust. Snake eat mice. Snake ain't eat on dust. Snake always been like that. Snake ain't got no legs. Like I said, like I said, you want a challenge, just call in, because I'm keeping it real. Here we go. I'm going to verse 5. We're in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Here we go. It says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great. Now, I want to understand, why is God blaming the wickedness on the man? It's the angels that went into the women, and God allowed it. You see the idiot things? Here we go. Let's keep going. All right. God saw the wickedness of man, and it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thought of his heart was only evil continually. Now, God is saying man was just evil, periodly. I'm gonna add this. You know. And watch this. Here we go. I ain't finished yet. Here we go. Verse 6. It says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. It says God repented that he made man on earth, but we have yet in the Bible, in the book of, I want to say the book of Judges or somewhere around there, God says God is not a man that he shall lie, neither is a man that he shall repent. But you see God repenting in this scripture. Contradiction. See what I'm saying? Contradiction after contradiction. And it amazed me how powerful its religion is. Even though people see flaws in their religion, they still follow. I guess it gives them some type of comfort and hope in life. And then you have to ask yourself, what do religion have to offer you? Because African consciousness does not offer you what religion offers you. It does not offer you a position. It does not offer you a crown of life. In the Bible, if you do good, you get a crown of life. You understand? And I mean, you get a mansion from Jesus, and black people ain't trying to lose their reward. No, religion has to offer. Religion has a market strategy that African consciousness does. So when you think about religion, you got to ask yourself, what makes religion so powerful? The positions, you know what I mean? The rewards, and have rewards for those who obey the book. But let me get back on track. It says, it repented God that he made man. And here we go, look, verse 7. Now this is Genesis chapter 6, verse 7. It says, the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and creeping things, and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Now, God is going to create the animals who have nothing to do with these demons sleeping in. And he says he repented him. But like I said, in their Bible scripture where it says God is not a man that he shall lie, neither is he the son of man that he shall repent. Here we go. Watch this. This makes it funny. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the eyes of the Lord. Now, out of all these people, God, Noah found grace to God. And there are generations of Noah, and here go. And Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now, there's nobody else walking with God. It's just Noah. It's just stuff, you know. So I'm going to drop down to verse 12. We're in Genesis chapter 6, verse 12. We're dealing with the flood. We're talking about the flood. Because a lot of stuff don't add up with the flood. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh has corrupted his ways upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. All right, make the ark. Now, It kind of make my mind wonder, out of all people, God found this carpenter, this man who was made this big-ass boat. He, out of all people, he finds a carpenter named Noah. And I mean, and Noah's about, how old was Noah? I think Noah's about 600 years old. That should encourage all you older folks, you know. This man out there, it was 600 years old building a boat. That shit don't make sense, once again. Now, you know the ages that they say in the Bible. You know, the older you get, your balls drop. So what I'm trying to say is that for a man, his balls must have been dragging, man. I'm telling you, hey, that's what that is scientific, is proven. The older you get, your balls dropped and everything. That's true. All right. All right, let me get to on track. There we go. But I'm gonna go to verse 15. This is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. God is talking about the boat. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. All right, 300 cubits. This boat had to be about 400 feet, if I'm correct. A cubit is about what? A half a foot? Half a feet? A cubic? And the breadth of the 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. All right. And the window thou shalt make, I ain't trying to go through all of this. This is a lot to read, y'all. You know, I'm going to tell you one thing. Shakespeare was going in. You know what I mean? And all the other writers that the faggot King James got together. Ooh, I don't know if I was supposed to say that on the air. I ain't know if I was going to call it on the air. Yes, William Shakespeare was a lover of King James. Y'all know that. That was his boyfriend. They were booty bandits. You know? But that's their business, you know what I mean? That's nasty. You need their behind whoops. But anyway. And I ain't gonna go too much deep into this, you know what? But I'm gonna just try to breeze through it because it's a lot to read. This is a mouthful. I don't have that much time. It says the flood of the water was about the flood, 5 cubicles of water covered the whole earth. You got, what's the highest mountain in the world? I forgot what's that mountain name. Mm-mm-mm. There are mountains that are taller.
Don't worry, listen, I got your back. Mount Kilimanjaro is the tallest mountain in the world. You got it. Keep doing your thing.
And these mountains, that mountain right there, if you're talking 5 cubicles of water, it's about, what, 22 feet of water covering the whole earth, over covering mountains? You got to be kidding me. This is just stuff that does not make sense, people. Wake up, my precious black people. The white people, this is their stuff, so you know they're gonna keep on rolling with it. This is white people. This is European religion. Ain't it? I said people say it's black all over the Bible. Of course it is. They stole it from Egypt. They stole all the black stories about the great throne judgment. Once again, I'm just keeping it real. All right, I'm just keeping it real. I'm just keeping it real. I'm gonna go to the book of Matthew. Oh, I'm getting into the New Testament. Y'all thought I was gonna say that's the Old Testament. That really don't make sense. But well, let's go to your New Testament. We're gonna hit you right at home. Shoot. I got something for you. I got something for the person who said, well, what about the New Testament? You can't say nothing about that about Jesus. Yes, I can. And his soft ass. So here we go. Jesus, oh man. He ain't never met Jesus a day in your life. You can't call down on Jesus. And people, they really never met Jesus a day in their life. But they said the Lord spoke to them. And I like to say it's their own conscience speaking to them. Because basically, you can make God say yes to anything you want to say if your mind agree with it. God wants me to marry this man. God, you like that man. I ain't got nothing to do with no God. So we ain't going to start that. You know what I mean? Because if you're not attracted to the person, you ain't going to try to be with them. God picked that. God, well, God wanted me to say this. No, it's what you wanted to say. You know what I mean? God delivered me from drugs. No, you want to be delivered from drugs. The thing is, you got to want. When you want, you make certain steps. Because God can want to deliver. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. What the hell? But, you know.
Hey, Sam, you have a call on the line right now, too, man. I want to speak to you. So I'm going to put them on right now. Caller number one, you're on the line right now with Make It Plain with Simeon Myers from the Beverly Nation.
Caller number one.
That's 610-812. You're on the air. Hello, 610-812.
I'm on. Sorry about that. I was on mute.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Okay, you talking to the host, Simeon Myers.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, how you doing?
How are you? I'm Carol. I'm going back to, we were talking about Genesis chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the angels. They're not referring to the angels in that sense. They're referring to the lineage of Seth, not the angels. Because the Bible tells you that angels do not marry and they do not give in to marriage. I remember that. Religion is all about faith. You know, it's faith-based. So you're trying to, everything that you're saying, you're trying to tie back to something in the Bible and say, well, because of this and because of that, this couldn't happen. You talked about the ark and how big the ark was. Well, the ark was actually like 450 feet long, 75 feet wide. 45 feet high. It had about 96,000 square feet decks, 1.4 cubic feet, so the cubic feet that you gave was wrong, and the gross tonnage was about 13.960. So, when you were, again, going back to when you were talking about wickedness of mankind in chapter 6 of Genesis, he's not talking about the angels. He's talking about the lineage of Seth, the descendants of Cain and Abel. We're talking about Seth and his lineage. Those were the ones that married the women. It wasn't the angels.
I have a question for you. When it says sons of God, it has to talk about angels. And the reason why, because in the book of Job, the devil went into the presence, and it says the sons of gods and stuff, which were the angels. When he was coming to tempt Job, and he went into the presence of God, it says the sons of God was around God, around God's throne, which was the angels. That's why it would be the sons of God would be the angels.
Normally, when you're talking about the sons of God, you are talking about angels. But in this case, it was not talking about the angels themselves. They were talking about Seth and his lineage. This was not the angels. This was the lineage of Seth. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about here. Now, when you're talking about
how did they get these giants? How did they get these giant fellas? These giant fellas coming out. This is where you get your Hercules, half god, half man. They're making giants.
We have about over a million types of insects. Where'd they come from? How'd they get created?
Okay. But we talking reality. We keeping it real. The thing is like these sons of God saw these daughters of men. They go inside them. They making giants, and they and according to the we heard of Goliath, right? These when they say giants in the Bible, they ain't talking about 6'7". When they ain't talking about Shaq, they talking about giants, Jack and the Beanstalk. Huh?
They're talking about fall and things of that nature. Again, it goes back to faith and whether or not you believe what the written word says or what it doesn't. You don't. Clearly you don't. Because you're trying to tie it off to Greek mythology. Everything you talked about, you're trying to back to something in Greek mythology. But everything in here, you can't tie it back to Greek mythology. So either you believe what it says or you don't. And like you said, people are like this person, so I'm going to marry this person, you know, I'm on drugs, or God didn't help me get off drugs. Well, if a person believes, if they believe that there's a God, you know, and a God can help them get off drugs, and they put their faith in his hands and study the word, and they get off drugs, then that's really the God.
Do you believe this is the truth? Everything in the Bible?
So I believe that what's in here is the gospel. Because if I'm a Christian and I say I believe the word of God, then I have to believe what's in here. Again, I say it goes back to faith because what you're doing is what a whole lot of scientists and all try to do. They try to tie it to something that makes sense to them. If we can't tie it to evolution, if we can't tie it to this or that, it doesn't make sense and it doesn't exist.
What's wrong with using your brain?
It's faith-based.
I mean, what's wrong with using your sickle?
You are using your brain, but you've made a decision that you're going to believe that you're because of your faith in what you know and what you believe and the things that you've experienced. This is the path you're going to follow. It's a choice.
It was like this. With me, it's not a matter of belief; it's a matter of fact. I don't deal with belief because you can believe anything you want. That's why I said if this is the truth, why do you have to believe? Regardless, if it's the truth, then it's the truth. No matter if you believe it or not, it's evidence that it's the truth. It's evidence, you know what I mean, that I say I got this pen in my hand, whether you want to believe it or not, and I'm lifting the pen up, and you see it right in front of your face.
But
you say, well, I don't believe it, but it's evident.
No, you said, you proved my point. I said, it's faith versus fact. You said, I believe in fact. I said, it's a walk of faith. So you basically just proved my point.
Well, faith is not a fact. Faith is not a fact. Faith,
exactly.
According to the Bible, faith.
That's my whole point.
It's,
faith is not a fact.
Yeah, I'm talking about facts. I'm talking about proof. There's no historical facts to back up none of the stuff that happened in the Bible anyway. Historically, none of this stuff happens.
Okay, well, that's your belief. That's your belief.
No, you can go do the research. I tell people, look, don't take my word. Go do the research. We're talking about...
We're never going to agree. So, you know, you could go on to the next call because I don't want to take much time. Pleasure talking to you.
I can accept that. You have a good evening. Thank you for calling in. the person that they rude. You see, they ain't even say thank you back and everything. Hey, rude. See, when you challenge people religion, or you come up to people religion, they don't even want to hear. They shut you down because in their psycho rissa, they have all, it's something in religion. They have this defense mechanism, and they put themselves in this box with what they think what God is. They think God is what they think is God is, and that is not who God is. They don't even know who God is. They just going off what they've been taught from their great grandmother, because their great grandmother and their great, they probably didn't know no better. If you can tell me what a slave, any slave that's been called to an altar call, none of them has been called to an altar call. This is a white people religion. But we will defend this religion with our life. We will defend this. We will kill. We even kill for it. Hey, but like I said, this is in the name of religion. This is religion. This is what people. And I know I'm cutting up. This is Sunday, and I'm cutting up. Ain't now I'm cutting up on the Lord's day. On the Lord's day. He said, I proved this point, or she, was that a she or he? My bad. I'm sorry. I'm cutting up on the show today. Look, anywho's, you got to understand, she's saying she proved, or he proved, you ain't proved me wrong. Well, like I said, faith and belief, those two are in different categories. When we talk about facts, we talk about facts. It's facts that I got white socks on. You can see them. All right? It's fact that I'm black or brown, brown skin. You can see that. It cracks me up. People say the dumbest shit out of their mouth when they say God, when they talk about God. And they say this. I believe in God. He said, I know God, but his ways are far beyond my ways. We can't know God. His ways is unsearchable. I said, if you don't, why would you want to serve a God that you do not know? You have no knowledge of. You said, well, that's the Bible. No, that's a man's interpretation of who God is and what is the will of God. You know what I mean? This is once again, another man, like Paul. Paul, the apostle in the Bible, he is a schizophrenic. The man sound crazy in the Bible if you read him. He says, I want to do what I want to do, but I don't want to do. There's a good in me, but there's bad in me. Then, you know what I mean? He goes back and forth. And I said, if we came to somebody and said the same stuff that Paul said, that, you know what, I want to do good, and there's a member in me, but I don't want to do good, and people going to think you sick and crazy out of your mind. But like I said, that person called and defend their religion. I said, Bob, that's how you do it. Defend your religion all you want. But like I said, we ain't dealing with faith and belief on here. I had a person not too long ago, and I had a conversation with them. And I asked them, did Jesus really exist? They told me all this stuff. Well, God wakes me up every morning. I said yes or no. They didn't tell me no answer. See, the thing is, people walk circles around the questions. I mean, they scared. They don't answer it direct because guess what? The church might find out, and it caused them to renounce their religion and everything. You know what I mean? So once again, let's go to what I want to go to. I ain't gonna get into that, even though that was good. He shut me down. He shut me down. He got off the phone because I was about to get in his world anyway. I really was. I said, "Well," he said, "Oh, just talk about something different when you're talking about the sons of God in Genesis. Talk about something different." Wait a second. In the book of Job, it talks about the sons of God. The devil went to the presence. See, I got with him on that Old Testament. And see, he didn't think he tried to throw that. Oh, that's not. He's talking about the sons of Seth. And he say Seth. Or ain't say nothing about no Seth. You making that junk up. And you reading the book of Genesis. God didn't say Seth. The sons of y'all the sons of God. God ain't say nothing. Not one time in the book of Genesis you can't find what God called the men the sons of God. Regular men on earth, the sons of God. He did not call them that. So that's why, you just flunked out of God school, caller, who just called in. You flunked out of God school. Better read. Go back and read your Bible. You flunked out of God school right there. You got it jacked up. You got it messed up. You just lied on God because it ain't in the book of Genesis. But you see how people add it? They add to the Bible. They add to it. I was reading something today. Oh, my God. The preacher was preaching today. And the man said he remembered what the Lord said. I said he did not say he remembered what the Lord said. It didn't say nothing about that. Oh, Lonnie. You see these people, man. Lonnie, these people crazy, man. He said they don't say that in the Bible. Whatever he said about they the sons of God. That's why I had to get with him on the book of Job. Let him understand. Wait a minute. The book of Job talking about sons of God, that the devil, before he went to go tempt Job, he went to the presence of God, and the sons of God was there. We're just talking about the angels. All right, let's go to the book of Job. Let's get back on Jesus. That shit cracked me up. You know, I just had to laugh on that. It made no sense. And you know, the Lord said, the Lord spoke this stuff to him. The Lord ain't telling him jack squat. I tell you that. God ain't telling them nothing. Because it seemed like God is telling everybody the same thing. No. It seemed like God is telling everybody different things about the same thing. I mean, it just makes no sense. That's good. We're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay? When Jesus is dead, he died on the cross, and he wakes up. I mean, well, he wakes up or Mary finds him, something like that. Okay? Here we go. We got three different resurrections in the Bible, and I want you to pay close attention. I got a short time. I'm trying to make this real quick. In the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene. Now, Jesus is dead and everything. She cometh to the tomb early when it was yet dark. So it was dark. It was supposed to be like 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. She came to the tomb when it was still dark, but it was morning. Okay. And she came unto the tomb, and she seeth the stone taketh away from the grave site where he was at. Then she ran, and she went to go get Peter, and then she went to go get the other disciples that Jesus loved. And she told, basically, she told them they taken away the stone of the Lord. They took away the stone from the tomb that God was, I mean, that Jesus was in. And Peter and all of them, they ran. They go into the tomb now. I'm paraphrasing it for y'all. I'm just going through it right now. I'm just breathing through. And here comes Simon Peter, and they saw the clothes of Jesus laying down. I don't know why they had to tell us that the clothes of Jesus was laying down, that it was folded neatly like a napkin. We don't need to see this dumb stuff. Like, they go into certain details of it. Like, you know what I mean? You can't preach napkin to somebody in the church. But anywho, I'll let you talk about a prayer cloth. But anywho,
Hold on 1 second. I'll let people know. Listen, folks, I mean, we're getting callers off the hook tonight for this show. This show is outstanding. We are going to archive. Brother Sidney got a lot to say, and I'm going to let him say it. You know what I'm saying? He has the right to say what he says. Everyone has a different opinion. We got blogtalkradio.com shows all around the world, including some clan shows on the network. It's kind of crazy, but it's okay. So we're going to let Simeon say what he has to say. Yes, right. And we approve the message. And that's that. And I'll let everybody know that Beverly Nation has advertisers through L.A. Beverly Enterprises. Please reach us at thebeverlynation.bpweb.com. Also, any comments or Simeon, you ready for this one? Any comments or suggestions on this show, you can contact us at lbeverly17@gmail.com. So right now we are going into archive. We want to thank Simeon. We want to thank the 1,177 people who have took their time today. They usually might listen to Lovely Ellis and Diva Impact, but they took the time to listen to this brother, Simeon Myers, who's been part of our Beverly Nation family since its inception. And now back to Simeon Myers. Make it plain, Simeon.
Hey, I'm going to chip off the old block. Yeah, I can say, hey, he approved this message. It means it must have been good for. It's good for you. Neither here, dude. You didn't know being a Christian consists of all of these lies and all of this stuff in his book. But anyway. Yeah, I mean, I like. Listen, folks. I keep it real. I guess they were supposed to listen to who tonight, Lovely? Lovely? I know.
Lovely, I was supposed to be on, but that's okay. She'll be on next week. And, you know, that's how it is.
Lovely.
Don't worry. I know they continue.
No, I said, I know I just took them for a world spin. I know they used to hearing some good soul stuff. They said, what the hell is he talking about? They might have stoned me, man, put me in, hang me on a cross.
Wait, let me tell you something. I had a call. You were talking to a young lady, brother. Her name is Carolyn, and she's calling us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And she told me to tell you she will call you back, brother, the next time you're on the air. And anytime you want to go at it with her, she said you was talking smack after she got off the line. But that's okay. She said next time she's going to call in. And she said anytime, brother, anytime. So I can't wait to get this show back on the air, folks. A lot of folks have missed Simeon Myers. I have missed Simeon Myers, so I'm glad he's back on the air. And, man, you have a lot of people that love you out there, man. They really, really digging this show tonight, man. So go ahead and do your thing, man. Go back to your scriptures, brother. Go ahead.
Well, she could come back. We'll begin to link scripture because she don't understand. I got divine linking skills, and we'll mix the posters and see if we can mix it and don't cause the explosion. You know what I mean? So you know, we'll mix it together, linky link. But all right, we're talking about this. All right, break this down. I'll make this real choppy, real quick, and then I'm gonna get off of it. Get off the air, because I know y'all got something. Y'all probably eating some good Sunday dinner, chicken and all that good stuff. Let me break this down. All right. Mary tells the disciples. All right. The disciples, they don't see nobody. This is verse 9. For as yet they knew not the scriptures that he must be risen again. And the disciples went away again unto their own house. Now, they must have been there before. It says they went away again to their own house. But Mary stood there. She stayed there, and she was crying and weeping. And she stooped down, and she see two angels wearing white. All right? For some reason, they always wear white in the Bible when it deals with heaven, which is a racial thing. I'm going to talk to y'all about that, about angels wearing white and all the bad people in the Bible wearing black, like black is bad. Ain't nothing wrong with black. But here it go. The angel wearing white. She saw two angels. They sitting at the bottom of Here we go, another stunt. That does not make sense where these angels sit. It was just two angels. Here we go. All right. And the angels asked her a dumb ass question and said, "Why are you crying?" And they know damn well why this woman is crying, because her man, Jesus Christ, left Mary. It's a legend going around saying that might have been Jesus' wife, Mary. Yeah, I'm serious too. That's deep. Go do research on it. Now it's deep. Now I know I'm going to get terrified. I'm going to get married. Jesus wasn't married. Then what? Jesus was a faggot then. Yeah, what's wrong with him wanting to marry? Not my Lord. Not my Lord and Savior. He couldn't do that. Not my Lord and Savior. I said, this is why. You have homosexuality in the church today. Strongly in the church. But anywho, because they can't see their Lord and Savior married. Or having a woman. Even Paul the Apostle didn't have no woman. This is why the Catholic Church is carrying on the way they're carrying on with all that type of stuff. All right, anywho, let me get back on track. All right, they asked her a dumb question saying, "Why are you crying?" Like they do not know. All right. And she told them because they took it away. She thinks that somebody took away the body of Jesus Christ. Now, why would you be worried about them taking a body of a dead, stinking body that rot and decay? All right. Anyway. She turned her back, and she saw Jesus standing. Now, Jesus is standing behind her. And she didn't know it was Jesus. Now, she's been walking with Jesus. This is another stupid thing. She's been walking with Jesus for about 3 years, and she can't recognize who Jesus is. We need some help. We really need some help. Why would you read this story? Why would you take this as true facts? She's been walking with Jesus for 3 years. There are many places in the Bible where Jesus tells his disciples, "Now, I want you to beware of false Christs, people who come in to pretend to be like me. Now, they're walking with Jesus for 3 years. How can they get him mixed up with anybody else? Lonnie, how long have you known? You knew me for about, what, about a year now? How can you get confused with a black man like me, dark skin, curly hair, handsome man too, confused? And I say, Lonnie, be careful now. People gonna come in my name and try to pretend to be me. You know how I sound. You know how I am. How can you? It does not make sense. That's what I'm trying to break it down. Once again, it's in the name of religion, and that is religion, and people will defend it. Anywho, so Jesus is standing there. She can't recognize who she is, like she don't know who Jesus is. Jesus says, ask her a dumbass question, said, why are you crying? Jesus asked her the same question that the dumbass angel asked her in the beginning, which makes this conversation very dumb. And what I'm trying to show y'all, the idiot concepts in the Bible, stuff that does not make sense. It sounds like a William Shakespeare story. Why are you weeping? Thus thou sayest thou, or thou there? Whom seekest thou? That's what it says right there. Whom seekest thou? And we just reading it like it's scripture, and we quote it like our life depend on it. All right, folks. Y'all just saw it. I'm going to save some of this stuff because I got some more scriptures, actually, that I want to share with y'all. That is going to rock. It's going to rock and roll your mind. But I'm going to pack it up because I want to keep you hungry, keep you on. And for the person who wants to challenge, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad she challenged because the Bible, the scripture does say, tell people, you know what I mean? People say we ain't supposed to fight. They ain't supposed to fight the scriptures and all that. Well, Benny, but you got to be able to give account of answer to every person that asks you why you believe what you believe. And I mean, and you got to have facts. So basically, that's pretty much it. This is a product of the Beverly Nation. This is making it plain. By Simeon, this is the Simeon Meyer Show, making it plain. And we're going to have more stuff for y'all to listen to, some more stuff to jot down. I know I done flipped y'all world upside down. It's kind of like a paradigm shift.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, man. And like I said, I just want to thank, you know, we had a couple of callers calling a little late. They didn't get a chance to get into archives, so we didn't go over the 12,000 mark, and that's fine. But 11,087 people, I mean, and people have their opinions, brother, about what you say and how you feel. But one thing about it, man, one thing about Simeon Myers, if you don't get what he says, he is probably one of the most entertaining hosts I have on the Beverly Nation, period. I mean, you know, no one hung up, brother. Okay? No one hung up on this whole tonight, and I'm so proud of you, you know, just especially your opinion, and I'm also proud of you as well, because I always get accolades to all of my hosts, and I'm going to give accolades to this man here. He was told yesterday to be able to come on the air, to come on to help out a fellow teammate that had a situation, all the others had a situation in communications, and, you know, he came on willingly. He said, man, I'll do it, you know, and we're trying to find a spot for Brother Myers, get him back on the air, and trust me, we will have that spot. I'm going to have to make a spot, because for a host who has not been on the air for the last month and a half, to have that type of follow. People remember your following, Simeon, and just love to listen to you. So I'm glad you're able to be on the air tonight, man. And thank you so much. And wrap it up, my brother.
All right. You know what? And I'm going to wrap it up for y'all. I was looking in the book of Ezekiel, and it was talking about Tammuz. If you're Tammuz, you have to, you want to know about Tammuz, go and Google it. And how you spell the name is Tammuz. And I first heard about Tammuz by Brother Mezekiah York. He broke it down, who Tammuz is. It's an ancient character in Egypt and Samaria too. And it talks about him in the Bible that these women were weeping for Tammuz. And they try to make Tammuz a bad character in the Bible. It says that it makes it seem that he was a cult, and it wasn't. This is in the book of Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14. It talks about Tammuz. He was a black guy. But I don't got time to go into it. But basically, that's it. I hope you got something out of it. Hope you open your eyes, go do your research. Some people don't want to research because they don't want to. They scared out what they find out in their religion that it might turn them off. You know what I mean? So listen, tune in. We got more. It's gonna be more to come. I got some more stuff. More breaking down the Bible. I know you never heard the book like this. Like I said, this is a product of Beverly Nation. This is Make It Plain. This is the Samir Meyer Show. So you have a good night. All right.